CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black is here, and he's taking us to the far side of the moon. Bob Zimmerman. Bob, far side of the moon, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has snapped a picture of what? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has taken a picture of Chang'e 6 on the far side of the moon on the ground, on the surface. Chang'e 6 is China's sample return mission, attempting to bring back the first samples from the far side of the moon. It landed on the first. The sample was, they picked up two samples, one with a scoop and another with a drill. The samples are up in the orbiter right now. In a couple of days, they'll probably send the return sample capsule back towards the Earth. But in the meantime, Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is an orbiter around the moon and takes high-resolution images, flew over the way I thought the thing had landed on June 7th, and they got a picture of it. And I posted that picture on Behind the Black to indicate both its location on the far side of the moon as well as the geological context of where it landed, which will help explain what the samples are. It landed at a spot with a lot of the dark mare material we see on the near side of the moon, the seas of dark material. It's basaltic. Celtic lava, basically. And so these samples are going to probably be lava of some form. The question is when they were formed and how and so forth. But that's what they'll do they'll look at it when it comes back. But at least we know now exactly where Chang'e 6 landed, John.
Perseverance. Two images of Perseverance. The first one looks back downstream. A vast canvas. What am I looking at, Bob?
Yes, these two pictures are taken by Perseverance. One looks downstream and the other looks upstream. Perseverance is presently sitting in Neretva Vallis. That's the stream bed, and I should put that in quotes because we really don't know, but it's the bed that appears to have brought the delta through the gap of the crater rim into the crater floor. And so it's inside that stream bed right now. And so it looked downstream. I've got a panorama looking downstream. They use the high-resolution camera to take a very high-resolution image downstream. And you should definitely click on the high-resolution because Ingenuity might be sitting. And I think there's even a black dot, which I think might be it. But it's hard to say at the resolution we're looking at. So that's downstream looking into the crater floor. And then the Perseverance took a picture upstream to the north wall of the gap in the rim of the crater from the stream bed. And in that gap is a bright area at the base of the hillside. They're calling Bright Angel. The scientists have been very puzzled by the brightness of the rocks there. So they put Perseverance right at that bright spot to do some geological work. They're doing that right now. And so you get a picture of that. And, you know, it's, again, the high-resolution version of this two-picture mosaic. You get to see what this alien barren terrain that is surely not like Earth, John.
And, Bob, the rim of the – what am I looking at? The far distance of the Neretva Vallis. What's that? What's that rim we're looking at? Is that a mountain?
This is the upstream picture. That's the north that's the rim of the crater, but we're looking at the north side of the gap through the crater rim itself. Somehow something flowed through, pushed its way through a gap in the rim.
Right.
And so this picture looks at that north wall of the gap, and that's where Perseverance is right now, right at the very base of that wall.
Boy, we've got a lot to learn about Mars. All right, and we're going to gullies on Mars. What about it?
Yes, this is from orbital data. There are gullies on Mars, which appear to have been created. They're always on steep slopes, often on the inside of craters. These gullies look just like they were erosion from rain that fell and water flowing down. Of course, that's not what happened. But they've now done a map of all the gullies they have found. They're generally in the mid-latitudes. And scientists looked at those gullies very closely, and they've determined now that they were caused by a variety of factors. Some of them they think were glacial or liquid water. Some has to do with seasonal freeze sublimation cycles each year. And some have to do with the long-term climate change on Mars, having to do with the shifting of its rotational tilt, because it tilts significantly more than the Earth's. Earth pretty much stays around 25 to 23 degrees tilted. Mars goes from 11 to 60 degrees. It's right now at 25. And so that produces these cycles that we think dominate the whole geological history of Mars.
Bob, I go back and forth whether this is water, flowing water, or a glacier. It's not possible to tell until we get there. Is that correct?
You know, that's a good question, John. It was always assumed by looking at these kind of features that it was somehow water-produced, liquid water, because that's how it would happen on Earth. The data from Mars is beginning to raise the question that maybe it's glacial in nature, and in being glacial, it's not exactly like we would expect on Earth looking glacial, but maybe on Mars, the glaciers produce things more similar to water, liquid water features on Earth. It's unknown right now. Yes, we're going to have to get there to really look at it.
Supermassive black hole, where?
This is two supermassive black holes in orbit. This is in a galaxy that's 3.5 billion light years away. This is the first binary of two supermassive black holes that's been discovered. It was first theorized more than a decade ago, and it was based upon this particular galaxy is very, very energetic, and it would have flares about once every 12 years. One supermassive black hole that is 100 million has a mass of 150 million suns, orbiting a much bigger black hole at the center that has 18 billion solar masses. That's almost 20% of the mass of our entire galaxy, the Milky Way. And so they predicted flare back in 19, and it occurred based upon the orbit. And another one was predicted in 21 based upon the orbit, and it occurred. It was detected by orbital spacecraft. And so they now have a pretty good map of the orbit of the smaller supermassive black hole around the larger one, John. It's pretty spectacular that this is going on.
All right, James Webb, False Color Crab Nebula. Cool picture, Bob.
Yes, that's mainly why I posted it. This is a false color infrared image. I must emphasize it's not optical. It actually has a lower resolution than a Hubble optical picture because of the nature of infrared wavelengths. But nonetheless, what's important about this is that infrared gives you a great deal of spectroscopic data, and the false colors here are assigned to different things, such as the green is sulfur, dust is magenta, and synchrotron ray emissions, this is energy, is listed as blue. And then there's a combination of that energy and sulfur that's also gives like a bright yellow. And this kind of data tells them something about the formation of the Crab Nebula when the supernova occurred around 1054 AD.
There's a canyon of 16,000 feet on Mars?
Valles Marineris is the biggest canyon on Mars. There are enclosed depressions near it that are as big and as deep, or at least as deep. So I have posted it what I call the insane mountain slopes of Mars Deep Canyons, a picture of one of the slopes of the interior of an enclosed depression. And the cliff faces of these canyons, John, you got to understand it, the Grand Canyon would be a pinprick in these canyons. This particular slope, the picture shows a drop of about 5,000, 6,000 feet, but that's only a small portion of the slope. The actual, this is on the side of a central ridge inside this enclosed canyon, and that central ridge is 16,000 feet high. So the slope is 16,000 feet. That's more than three times the depth of the Grand Canyon. But it still sits 6,000 feet below the plateau around it. The actual depth of this enclosed valley, enclosed depression, is like 21,000 feet. That's bigger than any mountain within the continental United States. You know, so this is typical of the canyons in Mars, John. It's just big. Very big.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're going space engineering when we come back. There's an update on Starlight.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. but don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.